Zok the Hilge Mishnah Vayitim Masech Des Me'ila Perikei Mishnah Beis. So basically, we learned in the previous Mishnah that if you use something that belongs to Hegdash, which by nature goes down in value when you use it, like an axe, the more you use it, the more it gets chipped away at. So you're not Moel Behegdash until a taka goes down a Shava Pruta, even though you had Hana of a Shava Pruta. But if it doesn't go down in value a Shava Pruta physically, you're not Moel Behegdash. Let's see our Mishnah here. Once again, Masechtas Me'ila Perik Hei Mishnah Beis. Nehen, if someone has Hana from Hegdash, Bekachotzi pruta. How much is that value of his hana? Half a pruta. Upagam. He also inflicted damage into this by using it. Bekachotzi pruta. With another half a pruta. So let's say he put on a baguette of hegdish. A hegdish jacket. He had a hana which would be valued at a half a pruta. And through wearing it, there was a little rip. Something happened. A snag. It's now worth a half a pruta less. Or. Let's say he had a na of an item of hegdish, which usually goes down in value, but it didn't go down in value. I used the coat, but Lemaisa, we're checking out this coat. It's perfect. I used the axe. We're looking at the axe. There's not a niche in it. But he was pagim. He did bring down a hegdish item by a pruta with something else where he had no ana. Let's say by mistake he knocked over a drink that belonged to Hegdash. He has no hana from it, but Lamaisa, he was the damage of a Shava Pruta. Even if it happened simultaneously, he used the axe, he wore the coat, and right there and then the drink spilled. But the hana and the pekam are coming from two separate things. The down in value came from the drink. The hana came either from the axe or the coat. And therefore, harezel loy ma. He's not moil. Because you're not moil behegdish ad until sheyehana b'shavar pruta, you have hana shavar pruta, the yivgoyim b'shavar pruta, and you bring it down a value of a shavar pruta, but b'davar echad, by one chayfetz, not by two separate things. So the Mishnah is excluding the two previous cases. In the first case, where he had hana half a pruta, and he brought it down in value a half a pruta. So true, the hana and the pagam was by one thing. Let's say by the baguette of Hegdish. He wore it and he ripped it. But neither one was a pruta on its own. Not the hana and not the damage. In the second case, he had hana from a whole pruta. And he was poigim a whole pruta of Hegdish. But it wasn't worth the same thing. He had hana from the baguette Hegdish, but there was no damage to it. He knocked over the drink. There was damage of a pruta. But there was no hana. How do we know this? The Batnura explains as follows. How do we know this halacha? You're not moil behegdish if it's something that normally goes down in value, unless the taka goes down in value. It's learned from Gzeirah Shava, chet chet from Truma. By Truma, what do you have to do? You have to eat it. So there's hana, and obviously it goes down in value. If you eat a Danish, it no longer has its value. So you need a Shava Pruta for both the Hana and the Pagam, when it comes to Me'ila, can connect two of them. We also learn from there that the Hana and the Pagam have to be with the same Chayfetz. He's eating the Truma and using up the Truma. You can't have the Pagam with one Chayfetz, like knocking over the liquid, and the Hana with the other Chayfetz, like wearing the Baguette. That wouldn't be similar to the case of Truma.